Hello and welcome. It's hour number two of the Ben Maller Radio Show, repackaged in the podcast. Feast your ears at another day and another quarterback injury status being updated. Pittsburgh's quarterback, Big Ben, has a damaged pec. And what does that mean? Well, it means he's likely not going to practice and may not play, although it sounds like he's going to play. Mike Tomlin saying the Steelers have to be on their toes as they await to find out what happens. So the question on this one, is it time for the Steelers to start stressing out about Ben Roethlisberger? I will crack the code right now in hour number two. Piling up. That would be the injuries piling up. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we have the stars aligned coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from deep in the cave, the Bat Cave. Same bat time, same bat channel. The Fox Sports Radio studios in the North Woods, and we are glad you have chosen to spend time listening to us. We thank you. We know you have options, not many good ones, but we're glad you found us. So our lead this hour coming from Pittsburgh, PA, where the Steelers are off to a melancholy 1-1 start. They were feeling pretty good about themselves after beating Buffalo in week one and then got smashed by the Raiders in week two at home, and they are dealing with a bunch of injuries. I don't know if you heard, but football is a contact sport. It's a contact sport. It is a collision-based sport. And one of the injuries that we need to talk about here is the quarterback position in Pittsburgh. If you did not hear the news, maybe not, Steeler head coach Mike Tomlin revealing that Ben Roethlisberger has a pectoral injury. What happened? Roethlisberger took a couple of prodigious body blows in the week two loss to Lost Wages Nevada. Now, Tomlin was explaining to the assembled media that the pec injury will affect whether or not Ben Roethlisberger will be able to practice, but not necessarily play in the game. So he's unlikely to practice here as the Steelers prepare for a week three matchup against the Cincinnati Bengals. The Bengals are in town, and he said, Tomlin, quote, "We'd better be ready to be adjustable." Adjustable, okay. What does that mean? Does that mean backup quarterback Mason Rudolph is ready? He's warming up in the bullpen right now if Big Ben can't go for Pittsburgh. So the question, as we discuss, is it time for the Steelers at 1-1 with an already dinged up Ben Roethlisberger to start stressing out over this? And I am shaking my head feverishly no. So feverishly I had to adjust my headphones. So my take, you've got praying, Porky, and treading. And we will combine all of these things together, and those will be the tenets of this Maller monologue. Now, to kick off the festivities, the time for the Steelers to deal with Ben Roethlisberger has already passed. Right? They had the opportunity. The ball was in their court. They knew that this guy was washed up, and they failed to do anything about it. And you know it's bad when the overnight blowhard knows this guy can't play anymore and Joe Fan, your baseline fan with a rudimentary knowledge of football, says this guy's washed up. But after a very brief standoff, they reached a compromise and Roethlisberger played for a lower salary this year and he was brought back as the franchise icon for a nice swan song. Nice swan song, see the brass. Co-signing on the dotted line. So they knew what they were getting. They knew this guy was washed up. They brought him back. Every time the Pittsburgh offense runs out on the field with Roethlisberger at quarterback, they are praying. They are praying at the Temple of Doom because they are doomed to fail, right? Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. Every possession, 90% of the teams that go out on the field either have a veteran, savvy quarterback or a sleek, fast, powerful quarterback. They're dealing hand grenades out there, tossing hand grenades out. The Steelers are throwing tomatoes and potatoes is what they're throwing, and they're doing that against hand grenades. And Big Ben, listen, he's had his day in the sun. He's 39. Roethlisberger is, and he is now disheveled, molasses, and ineffective would be terms that we will use to describe the quarterback in Pittsburgh. Now, furthermore, this season is all about the culmination of a career in Pennsylvania. And this is one of the reasons you bring people back for the old swan song. And outside of a few rare and appropriate exceptions, it doesn't go that well, right? This is the wind down as we wind it down now, wind it down, getting to the conclusion. And at some point, Porky the Pig is going to come out with his trademark phrase, that's all, folks, just like that. Now, the eyeball test. If you look at the eyeball test with Roethlisberger, and we're 2 weeks into the season, that will leave you bug-eyed if you look at it. How bad is it? I'm glad you asked. Let's go to the stats. Let's go to the stats. Now, you have the eyeball test. The stats are the other thing. The key indicator, every key indicator is flashing, just like that, flashing. Like check engine light, check engine light, check engine light at the quarterback position. Ben Roethlisberger, 25th in quarterback rating. 25th in yards per attempt at 6.7 yards per attempt. He is tied with Jets rookie Zach Wilson in that category. How about completion percentage? Remember, Pittsburgh's running a dumbed-down elementary offense, a lot of dink and dunk, and Roethlisberger is completing 62% of those passes, 27th in the NFL. So he's not even an average quarterback. He is a below-average quarterback. He is in the bottom percentile at the quarterback position. That is the resume of an erratic quarterback who is becoming moldy, right? Moldy quarterback. Is that what you want, a moldy quarterback? Probably not. All right, last thing here. So let's go back to Mike Tomlin, and he used the buzzword adjustable. Others have said versatile, right? You have to be versatile. You have to be able to do it. The better word here is malleable. That's the word. Better than adjustable, better than versatile, malleable. You have to roll with the punches. Now, Pittsburgh's not a playoff team. Does anyone think the Steelers are going to make the playoffs this year? No. Like, the Ravens will be okay. They came back and beat the Chiefs without a running back and a bunch of other people on that team. And, you know, the Browns will win their share of regular season games because they can run it down the throat of most of the opposition that they play. And the Steelers are right in that area. They are who we thought they were. They look like a team that's going to be right around 500 as long as the defense performs. But the quarterback position, rolling with the punches. Mason Rudolph, who is waiting in the wings, by no means is an upgrade. There is not a man, woman, or child that does not have the surname Rudolph that would say that that is an upgrade. He's also not a downgrade, though. And that's the rub on this. We talked about this the other day on the show. Coop asked me about this. It's not a downgrade. At this point, that would be a lateral move. It's like treading water. You know, you can tread water until you figure some things out. You know, some of the other statistics here, Roethlisberger's averaging 6.3 air yards. That's a relatively new statistic the nerds came up with per attempt. That is 25th in the NFL. For comparison's sake, Russell Wilson and Teddy Bridgewater are averaging over 10 air yards per pass attempt. So they're actually chucking it down the field. Tom Brady is at 9 yards per attempt, and Derek Carr of the Raiders is just a percentage point behind Tom Brady at 8.9%. But for the Steelers' offense, right, you go back to the basics here. For this to work, it's going to be imperative. It's obvious. They have to get yakety-yak, yards after catch. And that's on Juju Smith-Schuster and Chase Claypool and Deontay Johnson and the wide receiving core. If they do not get yards after catch, Roethlisberger is throwing the ball 6 yards at the most down the field. So that means to get any real yardage, you've got to zip past defenders. Now you got to go zig and zag to get past defenders. Now, 2 weeks in, Roethlisberger, in terms of quarterback yards after catch, they have a statistic for everything. They have a statistic on which quarterback has the most pimples on their ass. That statistic exists on one of the geek websites, I'm telling you. But anyway, Roethlisberger is 21st in quarterback yards after catch. And if you look at the tripod, right, the tripod, three ways you can win a football game: defense, special teams, and offense. Pittsburgh, there's only two ways they can win consistently. It's defense, special teams. And that was the formula. That was the recipe that worked in here we go, Buffalo, here we go, Buffalo. It also helped that the Steeler defense was able to twist the struggling Buffalo Bills quarterback all over the place there. Mr. Allen had some issues against that defense. But that's the formula. That's a formula to get you nine wins, 9-8, 8-9, 10-7 if everything goes right. That's the top bar at 10-7 for the Pittsburgh Steelers. It is the Ben Maller Show. If you would like to be part, we'll take your phone calls here at 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Also available on Twitter, at Ben Maller. You can comment, scream, shout, yell, all of that. We'll put you on the air. And we won't put you on for long if you suck, but if you're decent, we'll put you on. You'll put you on all right. All right, so an NFL owner has found a fall girl, not a fall guy, a fall girl. A very prominent NFL owner, in a very revealing moment, has explained the person responsible for a lot of jokes in their lives. I'll explain. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
It won't go bad, but I've had it for a while, but would you like to know what I said to you?
Yeah, sure.
These nuts.
Wow.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We're a motley crew of people from across this glorious land. Like a hot Montana chick, a psychic, a urine-drinking man. What binds us all together is we'll defend Ben to the end. While Maller bloviates on. Ben's got lots of nicknames, 42 or more in fact. He's the master of disaster, and we've always got his back. When the list gets old, we simply add a few more to the stack. While Maller bloviates on.
Most are unable to lend an ear to the Ben Maller Show all night long, but with podcasting, you can get caught up on unique show moments that you might have missed. The Ben Maller Show podcast is available on iHeart and wherever you get your podcasts. It's a piece of cake and upsets the corporate guys. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
The Maller Militia, battle him.
I solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Ben Maller
Show. That's right. You better. So this guy Brad writes in. I hate talking over a vocal, but this guy Brad writes in, and he's very upset because I don't give his answers in these dopey Who Am I games and Insta Trivia. He says, come on, Maller, you never say my answers. It's always a sad night. Listen, Brad, I'll tell you something right now. If you need a dope on the radio to say your name to have a good night, come on. Now, I try to read as many as I can, but we get flooded, overwhelmed with these answers, and there's no need to be contentious. I go through as many as I can. Now, it's a lot of the same people night after night, but I try to work in some new names and answers as I see them. He did say, though, that he still loves the show, Brad, and he is going to call up at some point, he says, to take the official Maller Militia oath on the air. And, Brad, you are more than welcome to do that. We have not given out the oath in a little bit. The oath compliments of Skeeter in Montana. That was his plan. He needed an oath, and we came up with the Maller Militia oath. And so that's how that works here. Let's see. Who else do we have? Page down here. Page down. Can't read that on the air. All right. Let's go to the phones. Let's see. Who do we have? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. I'll pick a caller by their name. Let's go to, let's see here. Who should we pick? Waiting for my board to be reset. Let's go to Brian, who's in L.A. What's going on, Brian?
Hey, how's it going, Ben? Well, yeah, I was, I'm from D.C. originally, so, yeah, I'm a Washington football fan. It's so hard to, like, I can't, you know. Can I say Redskins still?
Yeah, I say it all the time. Well, they'll forever be known as the team formerly known as the Redskins.
Like, racist. They can't,
that's their history. They are the former Redskins.
Actually, we have to dump that now, Ben.
No, you don't. That's a lie. They are the Redskins. How dare you?
Hail to the Redskins.
Hail to
racist.
Victory.
Braves on the warpath. Fight
racist.
For old D.C.
Racist.
Hey, everybody now. Yes.
They did not play that song once when I was there in D.C. for that
Were you
game.
Bummed out? Now, Eddie, when you went to the game against the Chargers, did they scrub every – is there
yes.
any Redskin logo
nope.
at all in the stadium? Everything's
not
gone.
Not in the stadium.
Not in like a trash can somewhere
nothing.
In the back at FedEx Field. There's nothing.
Nope. Just the fans that wear –
What about the gift shop? Anything in the
nope,
gift shop?
Nothing.
Nothing in the gift shop.
Not a thing.
You know Snyder got railroaded into kind of – changing things up. He didn't want to change it.
No, you know? Of course not. He fought for years. This is for yeah. years. And then, one of the things, 2020 was a crazy year. It's still crazy.
Mean, it was blowing my mind right before training camp was starting, Chase Young as a rookie and whatnot, coming. Like the fact that he got drafted by the Washington Redskins, but that he'd never actually play for them, with them, you know?
Well, that happens. Like in the NBA, who was it? Russell Westbrook. Wasn't he drafted by the Supersonics, but then they moved to Oklahoma City, so he didn't.
Right.
I don't think he actually played for the Sonics, but Kevin Durant did. He played for the Sonics. But yeah, go ahead.
I missed the Supersonics and guys like Sigma.
Jack Sigma, yeah. They had some very – the old
Who?
Supersonics back in – we're old guys now, Brian, but the Sonics had some personality, man. They had – remember Xavier McDaniel? He played there, and they had a bunch of old Sonic, Gary Payton,
well, yeah,
McGlove,
like
Nate McMillan.
The first year I ever watched like DC basketball, Washington Bullets. Because I tell you, I've seen a whole bunch of bullets fly in DC, but I'd never seen any Wizards. Just saying,
you're not. It depends where you look. But I got to tell you, so the Washington, I didn't realize. So now we had the basketball team change names. The football team has changed names in that region, and the baseball team, but they used to be known as the Senators, right? Back when they were the Senators, and then they changed.
Right, and
they
then
came
they were
back and were
the Montreal Expos, I believe.
No, it's so stupid that the Washington Nationals, when somebody breaks a franchise record, they broke the record of go down Rusty Staub or something like that. It's ridiculous. Those guys were Montreal. Those records should stay in Montreal.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Well,
I was really wondering what you think about Taylor Heinicke as the starter for the rest of the season and beyond. I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying personally, I'm feeling as, it's like it's kind of like the Kurt Warner, comeuppance in a way. That's how I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
You're
talking with your heart. You're talking with your heart.
True, but he
I think the clinical term for this is jumping the gun. he is in the embryonic stage still. I'm pulling for him too. I love the story. It's a great story. It's the kind of story they make movies about, but it's way premature. Right? Way premature.
Agreed.
Agreed.
It's just like a I remember experiencing back in '98 they were awful and I mean, I remember like running into Gus Frerotte at the bank, and all I could think of was, man, I wonder how much his check is he's about to put in there, you know. But yeah,
you don't want to see that, Brian. You don't want to see. It's very depressing when a mere mortal, and I've unfortunately seen that. Then now they do direct deposit these guys, so they don't even get the checks. But it's insane. All right, thank you, Brian. Years ago on the baseball beat, I was in the Cincinnati Reds locker room. This is back when Barry Larkin was the big star for the Reds, and it was payday. Marge Schott, you might not know who that is if you're a young punk, but Marge Schott, this old crotchety woman, was the owner of the Reds at the time, and she was known to be very frugal, and it was payday. And they passed out the pay stubs in the locker room, and I just happened to be in the Reds locker room, and they showed some of the guys were passing around the pay to make sure they got paid exactly what they were supposed to get paid, and the amount of zeros, and remember, this is like 20-something years ago, and I was like, my eyes were like popping out of my head. I was like, holy crap, is that real? That's like winning the lottery, and that's just every two weeks, and now it's even more insane than it was then. Now those, the highest paid guy, I think it was Barry Larkin on the Reds in that era, now that would be like the lowest paid person on the Cincinnati Reds. Let's go to Sir Scratchoff, who has been voted the worst caller on the Ben Maller Show. Every time I take this guy's call, Sir Scratchoff, he's in Arkansas. Now, Sir Scratchoff, how does it feel to be such a polarizing caller that there are so many people frustrated, they want to pull their hair out when they hear you on the show?
Well, I think it's like this, my fine fellas. It's a privilege to even get to get on this show.
That's right.
I heard my boy Jonas Knox got that show top, whatever the heck it is. I won a contest on the show the other night. I picked the right team. But you know, I'm going to tell you something right now. I've always had respect for each and every one of you guys.
Hold on a second. Wait. What did you win? Did Jonas send you a car?
No, he sent me a golden ticket for the a show all night long. Ben Maller Show.
He did not. He's not allowed to give out. Jonas Knox does not have the ability to give out golden tickets, even though he's the big morning guy now. I take umbrage at that. You cannot give out those golden tickets. Those are very special items. You cannot do it.
Hey, Roberto, before you get off the air, you got to ask me, what did I look up the other day, a word, and I got to tell you what it is, okay? Don't forget that, what I told you just now, because I got to tell you something. But anyway, man.
Hold on. Are you teasing?
Right,
hold on a second. Are you teasing in a call, what's coming up in a call? Is that what you're doing? You're such a polarizing caller.
As low as you can go is $1,000 that the Rams are going to win by at least 7 points. Would you take that bet?
All right. So your Rams have to win by 7.
You there?
No, I left. I went away.
Hello?
He can't hear us. Oh, this is great. He doesn't realize he's on the air. Hello?
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 Hey, hello?
How you doing out there?
Hey, hello. What happened to Sir Scratch? I can't hear what this whack job, Sir Scratch. I can't hear what happened to him.
Can you hear me now?
No.
Roberto, can you hear him?
I can't hear him.
I don't know. I mean, what's going on here? Eddie, can you hear him, Eddie? No?
Hear who?
I don't know. I have no idea. Holy smokes, what happened?
I'm in back. Hey, do me a favor, okay? Let me have my time.
I wonder what he had to hold.
Let me come back on.
I wonder what he had to eat for dinner. You know,
if only he could hear us.
Yeah, if only he could hear us.
If only he could say.
I had two medium pizzas.
I can't hear.
I bet he had two medium pizzas. That's
you think
my
he
guess.
Had two medium
would,
pizzas?
Yeah, that would be my yeah, food pick for some scratch off.
You think those were cheese or you think those were pepperoni?
Oh, no,
or
there's
like got to
be some meat on
meat lovers pizza.
Hey, that's Sleazy Cheese while ago. That's a good call-in name. I've come up with something for the cheesy part. I've got two or three nicknames of my own, and I thought this right here would be a good nickname for Mr. Maller. Cheesy Maller. That's good right there, isn't it, right?
Well, it's very creative. Very creative. Gee, who could have thought of that? Boy, I mean, that is – they're going to hire you in Hollywood to write scripts. That is unbelievable.
Boom, 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 baby, boom.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
I think you'll get more of those tweets.
His calls get better and better, man. Wow.
You didn't finish the call right away, Roberto.
Yeah, that was enough.
I do love it when callers ask, can you hear me, and you say no.
Yes. And they what almost every single time I've done that, Eddie, yeah. they then start talking louder. Yeah. my other favorite is, are you there? And then I say, no, I stepped out. And then they're confused. They don't know what to do. They're like, well, I don't know what to do now. They stepped out. Why would you step out of the room? It makes no sense.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
We talked about this the other day, Ben. We've kind of marveled at Lane Kiffin. He seems to know how to use social media. He's up to it again. I had mentioned the other day, you know, you had been talking about that Manning Brothers thing they have on ESPN for the Monday Night Football.
Yeah, the Manning cast.
And he came out and said that he thought that they should do that for the Tennessee-Ole Miss game that is coming up next month because, you know, but one went to Tennessee, one went to Ole Miss. I thought that was a pretty good idea. Anyway, the real Lane Kiffin, which is his Twitter account,
Not to be confused with the fake
Lane Kiffin. Yeah. He follows one person. Do you want to guess who that one person is that Lane Kiffin follows on Twitter?
Would it be a golden arch?
It would be.
He is following one
person. It is Arch Manning, who is the hotshot, grandson of Archie Manning. He's the son of Cooper
Manning.
It's not
the son. Some people seem to think it's the son. No. There's people confused. The son of Peyton or Eli. It's not.
It's Cooper Manning's kid, and he's apparently a big hotshot high school quarterback. The next in the line of great Manning quarterbacks.
It's the royal family of football. Yeah. It's the lineage. The loins of the Manning family.
Lane Kiffin working it, trying to get Arch Manning to consider Ole Miss if he's still around by the time Arch Manning goes to college. But
there's a better chance Lane Kiffin is not coaching Ole Miss by the time Arch Manning is ready to go to play college football than Arch picking Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, so I have a fun fact about the disparity between the Dodgers and the field for the wild card race. Now, they started the wild card game back in the mid-90s. And since then, if you look at the gap, right, between the teams that have been in the wild card game, the largest gap was 6 games. And on average, the separation in the wild card game was 2 games in the standings. The largest separation, 6 games. The Dodgers are currently 15 and a half games better than the St. Louis Cardinals. And this would be the largest gap between wild card opponents in the history of the wild card game, which goes back to the mid-1990s. And that's just a random fun fact. Aren't you impressed that you learned that? You're not? You're not impressed by that? All right, well, screw you. Let's say hello to Angry Bill, who is next. Get that dump button ready. Hello, Angry Bill in Florida.
Good evening, gentlemen. Ben, you're big into percentages, so I'd like to ask you, what do you think the percentage is that the media is responsible for these players acting like little girls, divas, and to round it all off?
All right, so that's a great question. I'm going to go 0%. I'm going to go 0%. How about that? How about personal responsibility? How about that?
How about you guys making up fake news and just trying to draw a bunch of garbage out?
Who are you guys? You're talking to me. What did I make up that's fake
news?
Any
of your media.
Yeah, you're talking to me, you dummy.
Who?
What did I make up, you moron? What did I explain right now? Spell it out for me, you loser. Spell it out, you mama Luke. Come on, spell it out right now. What did I... My name is Ben. What did I make up, you blithering idiot? Right now. Come on, you big dummy. Come on, you varmint. Come on. What did I make up? Give me an example. You can't give me one example, you blockhead. One example.
Just sitting here in your seat is an example, you bitch.
All right, you're a loser. You're a dingleberry, and goodbye. Bye-bye! Listen, all you needed was to give one example. Oh, man. You're a washed-up clown. Do you understand that? You were born not in Nutley, New Jersey. You are from the Valley of the Stupid. Do you understand?
Anyway. Answer that question.
Oh, is he still babbling? Oh, that was a drop. That was a drop there. Yeah. I love that. Blame the media. Yeah. Oh, blame the media. The accountability. Don't we? I thought we live in the age of accountability. Well, actually, we live in the age of no accountability. It's guys like Angry Bill. Making excuses. It's not Aaron Rodgers' fault that he's floating around in the douche canoe. It's the media's fault. It's there. Let's point the finger at the media. Yes. No own it. None of that.
So take that in your pooper and pop it.
Yeah. So wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. There's an old quote. I quote Bill Parcells a lot because he had some wonderful quotes back in the day. And of course, people wrote them all down. But it was something that other people have said. Blame nobody. Right, he would say, "Blame nobody, expect nothing, do something," and that was one of his catchphrases. But guys like Angry Bill, they like to pass the buck, and it's like, "Well, it's not their fault." Yeah, how about you stop making excuses? How about that? Can we start with that? Yes. All right. Yes. Stop. All right. So this is a great story. This is a wonderful story. So an NFL owner who has been the butt of many jokes, because of his appearance, has discussed the person responsible for his appearance. I am referring to the owner of the Las Vegas Raiders, Mark Davis. He's done an interview that just popped up on Real Sports, which apparently is still a thing, over at HBO. And in the interview, he talked about his haircut, which is right out of a classic Jim Carrey movie from back in the day, and talked about his haircut and all that, the Dumb and Dumber look. And he said that it is not his barber's fault. He explained why he has the very distinctive, what would you call that, like the bucket haircut?
Bowl cut.
The bowl cut. Yeah, he described.
I call it the Dumb and Dumber myself.
Helmet. The Dumb and Dumber. Yeah, the Dumb and Dumber. So here's what Mark Davis said. He said he prefers the haircut. He says that he goes to the same barber, I guess out in Palm Desert, out here in California, on the way out, not actually on the way to Vegas, on the way out to Arizona. But anyway, he says he goes to the same barber, and he's only had three barbers since college. It's not her fault, he said. It's not her fault. It's me. He claims, Mark Davis, that he forces his barber to give him that haircut. And he said the reason that he does it is because, essentially, he implied that he's lazy. Because he just blow dries it. And he said, I just blow dry it. It winds up pretty much hanging like this. He doesn't have to comb it. That's what he said.
He's lazy, but he blow dries it?
He said that the quote is, "I just blow dry it and it winds up."
Who blow dries their hair?
Mark Davis, the owner of the Raiders, blow dries his hair. That's
the
right
opposite
there. That's
of lazy.
No, but he said he doesn't have to comb it or anything like that. You think he showers? You think he takes showers?
Oh, Jesus.
I'm just asking. If you're that lazy, would you take showers? Well, isn't that the story of James Harden? Isn't that the story we heard when he was at Arizona State? And he just didn't want to shave, so he grew the beard out, and now he's known as the Beard, and that's it. And just out of laziness, he didn't want to shave. And you look at some of those photos of Harden when he's with the Sun Devils. Oh, man, that beard is his friend. All right, moving on.
What gave Sam Cassell a run for his money?
Yeah. All right, time now for the instant trivia. So we're a couple weeks into the NFL season. Blank is last in the NFL with 4.2 average intended air yards. Again, blank is last in the NFL with 4.2 average intended air yards. That is the instant trivia. The answer next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Listen up, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show is the show of the people, by the people, for the people. Join the movement and follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our executive producer. He is manning the phones, but don't call him the call screener. He's the liar, liar, and the menace of the Fox Sports Radio Network. It's the Coop the Loop, Justin Cooper, and he's at UH Bronco Fans.
My girlfriend's high school just announced today that they're changing their mascot. Yeah.
Coop excited, getting ready for prom here in a little bit. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Here's the instant trivia. 2 weeks into the season, blank is last in the NFL with 4.2 average intended air yards. Whatever that means. That is the question. What is the answer? And a bunch of answers coming in. Matt Castle, guessed by the Screaming Possum. Scott Mitchell from Oscar. Tom Flick, tossed out by our buddy Chris in Des Moines. Rob in Vegas is going with Cody Rhodes, a.k.a. Stardust, as the answer. Bobby Hebert from 00 Mexican. Mr. Nice Guy going with Coach O. John Wolford from Sean in the Valley of the Sun. Matt, the Warrior Raider A's fan, says Mac Jones. Lloyd Christmas Davis from the blue checkmark account of Coop. Who else do we have? Daisy Duke from Jay Scoop. That's his answer. David in Seattle going with Mary Poppins as the selection. Craig Krenzel from Inebriated. That's their answer. Do you have an answer, Eddie, please?
I need let's go with former Cleveland Browns sensation Kelly Holcomb.
Kelly Holcomb, a great answer, but no, it is actually Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton is the correct answer, who it appears is out, injured.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
Cool.
Well, Ben, speaking of Andy Dalton.
Yes.
He was able to avoid serious injury, but his status for week three is it's up in the air. Now, if Dalton is not able to go against the Browns, do you think he ever gets his starting job back?
I do. And I'll tell you why. Because there's people that are cheerleaders for Andy Dalton in the Bears facility, and he would have to be chained to the bench. That's the only way he will not get back. Justin Fields did not look good at all. Bears fans are in denial about that. Now it's his first game, and you give him a break on that. But he looked terrible. He was dreadful against the piecemeal Bengals defense. Terrible ball security. So the Bears will be revolving quarterbacks the rest of the year. Next!
So Booger McFarland had a hot take on Monday night, saying that he thinks that the Cowboys need to run the ball more and that they need to do it with Tony Pollard because Pollard is their best running back. Ben, is he right?
Yes, if it is a meritocracy, Tony Pollard should be the guy. A meritocracy means people that are selected based on their ability and talent. Pollard leads the NFL 7.6 yards per attempt, small sample size. He's been the better ball player than Zeke Elliott. He should be the guy playing. Next.
TMZ caught up with Michael Irvin this week, and he told him that Micah Parsons is the best rookie in the NFL right now, Cowboys defensive player. Ben, that isn't that bold of a take at this moment, but do you think that would that could hold true all season long?
No, it's a couple of games. The Cowboy hype machine has no end, Koopa Loop. No end. How'd we do?
He passed, I guess.
That's a winner!
Okay. Woo! Okay. C minus.